Over 4 million of our fellow citizens have sent a message to City Hall, to Sacramento, and to all of us. The message is that the property tax must be sharply curtailed and that government spending, wherever it is, must be held in check. We must look forward to lean and frugal budgets. It's a great challenge, and we will meet it. We must do everything possible to minimize the human hardship and maximize the total number of state jobs created in our economy. Proposition 13 takes place on July 1st. We have only 3 weeks to act. 3 weeks to decide multi-billion dollars of fiscal questions, to set a new direction for the 5,000 units of government throughout our state. It is time to put aside partisan differences. The vote represented Democrats, Republicans, people from the North and the South, old and young, and all parts of our wonderful state. We must follow three basic principles. No new state taxes. Voters have told us they want a tax cut. They don't want a shell game. Number two, the state must share the burden. We must adopt a thoughtful, austere budget. Already, I have imposed a hiring freeze. There will be no new hiring, and when someone leaves state service, he or she will not be replaced unless it is an emergency or unless there is extraordinary reason. We must keep the uncertainty to a minimum. I will propose budget cuts of at least $300 million. The more money we can save at the state level, the more we can share with local government, fire, police, schools, cities, counties, and all those who carry out the people's work. During the next several days, no later than the next 2 to 3 weeks, I will recommend legislation to accomplish six specific tasks. Number one, a law is needed to allocate the remaining property tax, that which is left after the 1% limit now imposed by Proposition 13. Number two, we must commit the entire state surplus to meet the urgent needs of our public schools and local government. I recommend for this year, and this year only, $4 billion in direct aid and $1 billion in an emergency loan fund. I recommend this for the first year because of the uncertainties that local government will face. Loan money must be made available so that the budgets that will be formed in the next few weeks can be written with as much dispatch and as human compassion as we know how to make it. The current surplus is not ongoing. It has been built up out of tight fiscal management here in Sacramento and by a booming state economy. For the following year, we should have approximately $2 billion to share with local government. And with the funds that will be returned from the loan fund, we can make, hopefully, another $1 billion available to share with local government the very difficult and painful transition. We need a temporary one-year formula for allocating the surplus where it is most needed. There is no time for a comprehensive overhaul, a series of complex formulas. We need a bill that commends itself to two-thirds of the people in this chambers, Republicans and Democrats, and we need it soon. People across the state are looking to us for leadership. Fifth, we need a special contingency fund for emergency situations. We need that because no matter what the formula is, and especially if it is simple, there will be arbitrary impacts, and we must be able to meet them. The $1 billion emergency loan fund must be established so that the traditional units of local government can meet their cash flow needs that in some cases will be coming due in the next couple of weeks. Finally, the legislature itself must adopt a lean and frugal state budget. Certainly that is the message which we hear, and to the extent that we do that, we not only respond to the people's will, but we share with all the people of the state, at whatever level of government, the very difficult challenge that faces us ahead. After July 1st, I will offer additional suggestions, plans to limit government spending, examining and overhauling the confusing local jurisdictions, the special districts that now dot our state to the number of over 5,000. I will ask the federal government to re-examine its priorities. Now, when property taxes are cut, the federal government will enjoy a $2 billion windfall. The incentive should be the other way around. Where people have spoken to protect their homes, the federal government should assist, not by reaping a windfall, but by providing assistance to those who will face troubled times here in state government. Finally, a very important point. There are many hardworking people in state and local government. They're not faceless bureaucrats. They have families. They pay taxes. They have the same lives as all the rest of us. And they have to also make plans for their future. And for that reason, I appeal to you to rise above the partisan temptations, to work together as a body, to fashion a bill that keeps faith with our fiscal realities and with the mood and the philosophy of the people which we serve. Major human tragedies will occur unless we do all that we can, unless we continuously scrutinize every element of our budget, every possibility of our surplus, and lay out a plan that will carry us through this first year of transition and will provide opportunities in the second year and beyond to smooth the path for an orderly government, both at the state level and at local level. As for business, business will reap savings in the order of $3 billion. Many individual businesses will save tens of millions of dollars. These people, these corporate presidents, have a moral obligation to invest that money in California, to create jobs, to create the possibility of a continuing boom and buoyant economy. It is only through that method will we be able to shelter and smooth the shock and the disruption that can occur. We have a very monumental task. There is not much time. The people are waiting for us to act. Thank you very much.